Hey, it's Tess Green, and this is We Are All Stories. Hey guys, I can't believe we're at the end of Series 2! Where has the time gone? It's unbelievable. Oh my gosh. You guys have been so awesome this series. It's actually really awesome. I love going through this. I've loved Dave and Tennant. This series is, for me, in an overall, stronger than Series 1 just because of the chemistry between the two main characters. There's obviously been a couple flops or a couple episodes that I just didn't really enjoy. But the general overall is that the acting's been great. The chemistry between Rose and the Doctor has been great. And that final scene where they are separated is the most heartbreaking thing in the world. And you don't really... Rose and the Doctor, for me, and I've talked about it a little bit this series, but they're really... they're one of a kind of a pairing. And you don't really see that later on with other companions. I mean, everyone has their connection with the Doctor. Don't get me wrong. But no one's is... This romantic, and I wonder, now that we have a woman doctor, if there's going to be a romance between the woman doctor and a male companion. I don't know. So I'm excited to see where this goes. I really like how the Doctor and Rose are portrayed and all their fun there. It's actually really entertaining, and I enjoy it a lot. I probably enjoy it too much, but you know, what's wrong with enjoying Doctor Who, guys? Nothing. I'm not really obsessed. I'm just slightly obsessed. As I'm currently wearing a Doctor Who t-shirt. Anyhow, let's go back to this Doctor Who. So I've really enjoyed the series. We can just go over my favorite things to start. What episode is my favorite? Let's see. Not that one. I really like Girl in the Fireplace. I really like Love and Monsters for random reasons. And I really like the Army of Ghosts and Doomsdays. So those are my favorite. I think that's pretty awesome. My favorite character this series is probably Rose. She grows so much and she changes so much and she, I don't know, she is just funny. It's interesting though to show how they depict her as a different age group. They did it the first season too, whereas when they need her not to be romantically involved with the Doctor, they make her look younger, act younger, and it's interesting. I like that a lot. Oh, another favorite character is obviously Jackie Tyler. She's great. I always loved Jackie Tyler. I didn't in the beginning because she was kind of annoying, but then once you get to this far, you're like, oh, Jackie Tyler, you're the best. So, love her. My favorite minor character... that would probably be... Probably love... Oh, what's his name? Gosh, that's awful. How come I can't remember his names? It's on the school reunion. Anthony Stewart Head. So Mr. Finch. Anthony Stewart Head, just such a good actor and just so good at that role. He's just a killer. So evil. And I still remember in Buffy and the Vampire Slayer, so it's amazing that he's so evil. My favorite moment... well... I hate using this as my favorite moment, but it's totally true. It's that moment with the parting walls. I just... every time when they're against the wall, in, like, parting, there, it's just so good. A good emotional scene always tops a good... which is crazy because I'm such a happy person, but like I connect so much more with the really deeply emotional scenes. So I really enjoy those. And my favorite funny moment. Ooh. I don't know. I should have thought about these questions a little bit more before I went in. The Doctor is really funny, and I find that lots of their funny lines are great. And it's usually... I don't even have any good examples of this, really. They popped up throughout the season. But... the lines that are just kind of thrown in, that you don't really hear until you're paying really close attention. I love those. There was a few in in the beginning there. And I love them. Yeah, so funny moment. I don't know that I have one. I just love all those little comments they throw in. I can't think of an actual funny moment. Oh, or the Setsuma. Oddly, in the Christmas special, I love it when he talks about Setsumas. And that whole speech about... Actually, no, that's my favorite. I changed my mind. The whole... Doctor's whole speech in the Christmas special, the Christmas Invasion, that whole speech. So when he hits the button, then he talks about Satsumas, like his whole monologue. He has like 10 monologues there or something. I love them. They're hilarious. And he's just so, like, new. And it's interesting. I just love the way he behaves and the acting there. And kind of the... He's suave or something. I don't know. He has swagger, and I enjoy it a lot. And I'm sorry for singing that note, guys. I'm sorry. So that's a little bit about what I loved about the season. Just a little random parts that I've actually really enjoyed. But let me go over the fan poll. I've had a couple people respond, so that's great. Thank you. Remember, guys, I always love to hear what everyone has to say. For series 2 favorite episodes, we had a couple favorites here. So we had The Girl in the Fireplace, which I agree. And then another person was The Impossible Planet and St. Pitt. All great episodes. I actually really enjoy them. The Impossible Planet and St. Pitt is quite dark. So that is kind of an interesting way for Doctor Who. Doctor Who every once in a while goes really dark into the episodes and kind of creepy and kind of supernatural. And that's actually quite interesting. The Girl in the Fireplace, I love. It's so fun to see, like, 18th century France. I don't know why it's so fun, but it's really awesome. And then I love the contrast between when, Madame de Pompadour, she walks from 18th century France into the spaceship, and we know that there's a door between the two sets, like it's not a big deal, but it still feels so magical. It feels so otherworldly. It's so cool. I really love that. Yeah, again, I don't know that I have a favorite episode. I'm trying to think of my favorite exact episode. I like so many different ones, but I do agree with their kind of assessment. I do love Army of Ghosts and Doomsday just because I love the goodbye scenes. The next question on this little thing is, what's your least favorite? And it seems a consensus that Fear Her is the least favorite, and I would also agree with that. I just found that it wasn't a very strong episode. It wasn't really made for me, and I felt like everything was a bit lacking. It was a bit blah. So that is the truth. And who is your favorite character this series? We got the Doctor and Mickey Smith, and both of those I agree. I mean, I love Rose, but that's because, you know, I just connect with Rose, so I understand that people don't. The Doctor is fantastic, so I agree with that. And who is your least favorite character? I got a Mickey Smith, which I don't really agree with, sorry. And Yvonne Hartman, which I understand. She's kind of annoying and weird. And she's weird when she's excited to see the Doctor. Probably not my least favorite. Who would be my least favorite? Let me take my Series 2 fan poll and see what the... my least favorite... Yeah, I guess out of the list that I gave, I guess Yvonne would be my least favorite. You can always add, by the way, guys, you can always add extra names and stuff. There's another bin. Feel free to type in something if you have a different answer you would like to give. Who is your favorite pairing was my question here. And usually it's pretty obvious what my favorite pairing is. I got a Doctor and the Rose, which is what I agree with. And then we got a Doctor and Madame de Pompadour, which is an interesting one because I actually really do like it. I felt like she was a bit more mature. Their story, which was so quick, so sad. And then who's your favorite villain? And I got a couple of the Beast, which is great. The Beast is such a fantastic villain. So fantastic. And even though the Beast is, you know, as we all agree, fantastic, my favorite, because I just love the actor, is the Krillitane, so Mr. Finch. He is just so great. I'd make a villain. And I don't mean the whole race and his whole thing. No, I just mean him. He's a great villain. And I think he should always play villains because he's so good. And something about British villains. That's it. So yes, it's my favorite villain. And then I got some questions. My first question is, what is your thoughts on Mickey's character arc throughout series two? I love Mickey. Mickey was such an awful character in series one. So awful. He picked up and he got better, but definitely in the beginning of series one, he was awful. And then he slowly got a little bit more strong and a little bit more independent, and he was less whiny, which was great. Series 2, I feel like, is where Mickey's character really took off. He kind of let go, and he is now his own man. And when he came back in the final episodes, he was his own character and had his own thing going on, and he was saving the day, which was great. I feel like he suddenly became a strong, independent character, and that wasn't what he was painted out to be in the first series. Especially the beginning of the first series. He was very dependent on Rose, and I feel like now that he was away from Rose for an undetermined amount of time, because we can't tell the time in the TARDIS, that now he is better. So, love the new Mickey. So much stronger. Series 2, yeah, he started out intermediate. Then when he left Rose and decided to stay with his grandma, that was a really strong character moment, and I feel like that is the character I wanted to see from Mickey, and he is so much better now. Yay, Mickey! This is a really good question. Let me read it out to you guys. I feel that despite all the hype and preparation that went into the series one reveal that Rose was Bad Wolf and the finale extravaganza of the power she displayed, it's a shame we get no repercussions with Rose's character other than a name drop at the end of the series. Should the writing staff have seized the opportunity that a human controlling the time vortex should have had consequences on a non-Time Lord physiology? I mean, the Doctor took it from Rose, and that led him to regenerating. Literal character death. Yes. So, I do agree that this moment maybe should have been played into a little bit more. I love that idea that we could have picked up some of the thoughts and carried into series two, because Bad Wolf did kind of end in series one, and we just kind of played it off with a little, like, almost like an echo of the Bad Wolf stuff into series two. It was almost like the ripple, the big event has happened, but it's like the after ripple where we just kind of hear it occasionally, and it's kind of fun. I do feel like they could have done a lot more, because Rose does literally die, sort of, in the one dimension. So I guess they could have made it where she had to leave the dimension because she took in the TARDIS. There could have been more. I feel like you're right. Rose could have been weaker. She could have been sicker. There could have been something happening. I mean, later on we have a similar issue with Donna. And I feel like there was more repercussions than there was for Rose. I know, different situations, different things, but I do love that idea that they should have carried that on. And I do like it when topics continue and there's kind of like the aftermath, because obviously they had this whole topic for the season finale. They wanted to use this, make it really cool and really awesome, and it was, like, it was pretty cool and awesome. But I would love, yeah, a little bit more depth. So I would agree with you. That is a really good question, and let's see what they do in the future. I mean, Donna does go through a situation, so I like that idea of Donna. It's kind of a kind of look. I mean, it's slightly different. It's not quite the same, but I do like that look and how they changed their ideas and they moved around and sort of brought the same topic, but not really, and took it a different place, and I really enjoy that. Because, yeah, Donna loses her memory. Sorry, guys, if you haven't, it's a full spoiler. But, so we get that repercussion, or we don't with Rose, and I do think that is a valid question. They obviously just didn't want to deal with it. Wanted to deal with the plot-by-plot little things, but it would have been interesting to have Rose have mental repercussions or something. because, yeah, the doctor died when he took it from her. And she kept it for a little bit, so yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. They should have done more. It's really good thoughts, guys. I really appreciate when people submit these things. So remember, guys, every time you can submit them, it is great. I love to read your answers and your thoughts and your questions. They are great. Those are all the questions I have for series two. I really feel like this, series two is funny. It is the series that people say you should start Doctor Who, the reboot, from. I've heard that many times where it's like, if you're just watching Doctor Who, the new series, start from season two. So, it's because, as much as I love Christopher Eccleston, he didn't have the same chemistry and the same personality and excitement and I don't know what it is, the X factor that David Tennant has as the Doctor. And I know that there's going to be Doctors that we love and Doctors who are like, meh. And I love each Doctor for different reasons. Like, don't get me wrong, I love them all. But David Tennant and Matt Smith are my favorite. And I feel like that's pretty universal. It's not a surprise that people like those two Doctors the most. I feel like they are the ones who really, really got into their roles and really connected. And obviously, I'm just talking the new series. I'm not talking about the classic series. I haven't seen enough of them to actually have a full opinion on my favorite Doctors. I need to watch more because I think they're hilarious. But, yeah, there's just, this series is looked at as the first of the new series sometimes. And I don't necessarily fully agree with that because there's some great things in series one, but series two is a great kickoff. And I do think that if you're new to watching The Doctor, that maybe you should start with this. Because, come on, Christmas Invasion. David Tennant is awesome in that one, and it's such a great kickoff. And of course, Jackie Chan says, Doctor Who! Great. Always throw those lines in there. Hilarious. Random other fact, this series is the first Christmas special that made it a yearly thing. This one decided to do a Christmas special, and then they did really well, and then that is why we do Christmas specials every year. And they're always good, sort of. I feel like they have a bigger budget with Christmas specials, so. What other random facts do I have for you guys today? I like my random facts. David Tennant met Tom Baker at a book signing one time. He was a huge Doctor Who fanboy. Later on, we'll meet the Doctor's daughter. But he married her, which is hilarious. And so funny, so this character, this lady that he marries, I forget her name, what's her name? Georgia Moffat, who played Jenny later on in the series. He marries her, but she's also the real-life Doctor of the Fifth Doctor, Peter Davison, which is so funny. So she is literally the Doctor's daughter in one of the episodes, marries David Tennant, and then also is a real Doctor's daughter. The Fifth Doctor's daughter. That's hilarious. I love that fact. David Tennant had previously appeared in 8 of the Big Finish tie-in adventures as an assortment of characters before eventually being cast in the main show's lead role as 10th Doctor. So, the Doctor Who audio adventures, that's what he was in. So great. Had lots of places in that, which is awesome. According to a survey conducted by Radio Times last year, so this was, I don't know when this was written, this article, about 2015. So in 2014, according to Radio Times, he was polled to be the favorite or best Doctor. And apparently, David Tennant's name isn't David Tennant. He was born David MacDonald. And as always actors do, they change their names due to other actors having that name. Always hilarious. Guys, there was also a poll done, and Rose Tyler was rated the greatest Doctor Who companion ever. So, no surprise there. She also was the show's greatest woman. So great, guys. Not really that big of a surprise. We love her. Doomsday was originally planned halfway through series 2. So she was supposed to leave halfway through the series. And she stayed longer because of David Tennant. So that's really awesome. Random fact, guys, she was randomly once married to Chris Evans. Sorry, I'm reading these top 10 things you didn't know about her. And not only is she friends with Christopher Eccleston and David Tennant, she's also really, really close with Matt Smith, which is awesome because we love Matt Smith as well. So guys, that's the random top 10 things I know about each of them, which is kind of randomly fun. Guys, I don't know that I have much more to discuss. I mean, I love this series. I love where it takes the show. I love how now we're going to get Donna for just one episode, but I love Donna. She's so great. I can't wait to see her, and I can't wait to see her again later. She's one of my favorite companions because she's just hilarious. And yeah, I love where the show goes. I mean, who do we have next series? We have Martha Jones as well next series, and she's an interesting character, actually. I like Martha Jones. She has a lot, but I also dislike her in some ways. I don't know. Her character's interesting. Yeah, I don't know how to say that. She's just, yeah. Oh my gosh, guys, I really want to do this. I was on Pinterest the other day, I'm so addicted to Pinterest. But they have a Doctor Who Guess Who you can make. It's just called Guess Doctor Who. Oh, so good. So you have all the companions, you have all the doctors, you have some villains. And you put them in. Oh my gosh, guys, I need it. Every once in a while, I find something on Pinterest that is so Doctor Who, and it's great. Or Harry Potter. I'm also obsessed with Harry Potter. There's this shirt. This is a completely random aside, and you're just going to have to listen to it. There's a shirt, a t-shirt, that says, if you can read this, my invisibility cloak isn't working. So good. Oh, guys, there's so many cute things on here about Doctor Who. I really want to make my own TARDIS one day and make it like a nice storage cabinet or maybe like a backyard shed. That'd be nice. I don't know. I'm a little bit obsessed and I apologize because... I don't know. I don't really apologize because I'm not really that upset about it. There's so many things. I want to get you guys a funny meme and I'll read it to you. Because I love Doctor Who. So good. So entertained by it. You never call me a Whovian. Whovian, which always makes me think of the Grinch. Because they're called Whovians as well, and that makes me think of Whovian. But I can't find anything right now because I'm too distracted thinking about Doctor Who. So guys, tell me what your favorite things, or do you have anything funny at home that's your Doctor Who themed thing? I have a mug and some shirts and a pair of pants and... probably way too much stuff, but let me know what you guys have, if you have any fun things. Take a picture, send it to me somehow, tweet, Instagram, Facebook, I have all that stuff. Your picture of you with some Doctor Who memorabilia. It's so fun, I love it. I'm too obsessed. I will also send a picture of me covered in my Doctor Who stuff. I also have that awesome Doctor Who scarf, guys. I made that. It took me a year and a half. Just kidding. It did not take me a year and a half, but it did take quite some time. Quite some time to crochet that scarf because it's like, I don't know, 18, 16 feet long. But it's quite awesome. It's really warm and cozy, and it's a bit wibbly wobbly. But anyway, guys, thank you so much. I can't believe series 2 is over. I'm so shocked. The time has just flown. It's flown. We will be having 2 weeks off to recoup after this. So our next episode is, and I'll update the schedule on the website shortly, February 19th. So that's the Series 3 Christmas episode, Runaway Bride with Donna. Come on, Donna. I love Donna. So good. I'm really excited about it. Guys, I appreciate all the listening you guys do and all the responding and tweeting and everything. You guys are the best. I don't know what I would do without you. I'd probably cry.
endlessly.
Endless crying. Thank you guys so much for being awesome listeners.
I really
appreciate you. I will be seeing you in 2 weeks. So, but don't let Doctor Who go to the wayside. Feel free to text, or not text, Instagram, Facebook, tweet. Test G Podcast is where you can always find me. Or Test Green on Facebook. Look me up. XOXO. Ciao for now.